Anthony Cantelli. Anthony got off to a good start. 3 field goals start off, and got off the scoring for K-State. Feel pretty good coming into the game today.
Yeah, I did. I'd had a good most part of camp and a good week of practice, and that always gives me confidence coming into a game like that. And then also hitting it well in warm-ups is also a big thing. So I felt confident.
What do you feel? How comfortable do you feel in your range of field goals this year?
I have hit 60, 61 a couple times in practice, so with a couple yards to spare. So, Coach Snyder told me if we ever get in a situation like that where we need to kick one, then he'd definitely let me try it. So I think this is definitely the strongest I've ever been. So I'm just waiting for the opportunity for it.
Maybe to go to 66 by the end of the year, break the record?
Yeah, Coach Snyder actually always brings that up. He says it's every time I kick one like that, he's like, that could have been good from the NC2A record. So, well, we'll see. I mean, I'd probably need a little bit of wind behind my back to help me out, but we'll see.
Do you like kicking the longer field goals or the shorter ones?
Almost the longer field goals. The shorter ones, like I was saying earlier, it's like when you're on the when you're that close and you're at a hash, it's the angles close down a little bit. So, and people think, oh, it's a chip shot field goal, you should make one. But then, I like those longer field goals because I can show my leg strength, and I do think I have good accuracy from that that depth. So.
And also, is it kind of a little bit of fact, like your 19-yard field goal tonight, where you have to like get it kicked off in a hurry?
Yeah, that's I wasn't sure what happened on that one, but every once in a while we'll have a kick like that where we have to hurry up, and sometimes it throws some of my stuff off because I'm trying to do the same progression every time, and sometimes when we hurry up that causes me to maybe take a misstep or something. So that does worry me sometimes, but not tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Daniel, talk about that big touchdown run you had in the fourth quarter.
really just want to thank the line, made the run step or whatever, and I seen it was wide open, and it actually shocked me. It all go to the offensive line.
Well, you showed quite a bit of burst of speed. How long have you been kind of bottling up, waiting for this moment to get in the game?
I've been waiting just for Coach to call my name. He always preached that he's just one play away, one ankle sprain away, so I just kept telling myself my time would come, and it finally came tonight.
What did you think when you got into the open? Were you thinking to take it?
I felt like, I said, yeah, this is mine. I don't see nobody else. I said, this is big to me,
Jermaine, talk about that punt return.
They just threw me in, actually, like right before the play, and switched me and Lockett around, and it was pretty late in the game. I was planning on fair catching it, actually, but he kicked it so far, and I just had to take it. And got some good blocks from my teammates. They helped me all the way down the field. I almost cramped up at the end. They just kind of carried me into the end zone with their blocks. So.
This slow start in the first half, and what happened inside the 15, 10-yard lines?
I don't know. We just got to do a better job of finishing. I just don't think we were really clicking, early in the game. And we definitely came back out with a better attitude to finish in the red zone, and I think we did a better job in the second half.
Jermaine, you were kind of the guy that broke the seal on the end zone. You were the guy that made the catch that first touchdown. Talk about how much of a lift that was for the offense.
I just think it kind of just got us rolling a little bit, and like you said, it broke the seal of the end zone, and once that happened, I think we just kind of flowed a little better as an offense. We know we could score.
Angelo Pease. Angelo, talk about your start tonight, getting the start out on the field.
Oh, man, I was surprised, man. But I'm just happy I got to start. I mean, it's just a week to week thing. I just got to keep working hard, and whatever coaches decide to do, I mean, I'm good with it. I'm okay with it.
You kind of have a feel that maybe you and John were gonna split some reps tonight.
I had a good feeling that we was gonna split reps. I mean, I think it'd be a good 1-2 combo. I mean, we can keep Colin healthy. I mean, we can take the punishment. We don't mind taking the punishment for Colin. We got to keep him healthy. He's like the heart of the offense.
Well, it looked like you were close to breaking a couple of big runs. Talk about it. How close did you feel you were?
Man, it's like Coach already preached us. He preached us. We got to make that one dude miss. I mean, I got to give it up to Missouri State. They had some great tacklers on the edge out there.
Were you concerned a little bit that they were kind of pushing out, making you run east-west a little bit more than north-south?
Yeah, I mean, their defense was coming downhill pretty hard. I mean, it kind of made me adjust how I was running because, all running backs like to get north and south. I mean, east and west, you're going sideways, not getting yards. So, yeah, I think it was coming downhill.
Meshack Williams.
I feel next week we'll be better, What would you say were the coaches' reactions, I guess, with you and Adam? Because I saw maybe there in the second half started to kind of substitute you guys out, and then they brought you guys back in. Was there anything that they were?
You know, just trying to keep fresh legs in, It wasn't nothing big about it, you know. You know, you got to get, sometimes you get tired, you got to get out of the game, you know. I don't mind it in a way. So, sometimes I need a breather. So, us coming out of the game, more coming in, it's a good rotation for us.
Are you guys disappointed at all? Coach Snyder made a point about it. Yeah. You guys don't have a sack yet.
Yeah. It's very disappointing between the D-line, you know. We talked about it in the locker room and everything, but we knew the circumstances. They were doing a lot of quick passing and everything, and we just didn't know what to say, if it was quick passes or a long pass. But I feel we got enough pressure on them in the second half to, you know, break up passes for the DBs and get the late interception and stuff.
Chris Harper.
This one's out of the way, so you don't have to jack with it anymore. Now you can start thinking about Miami. So what are the initial thoughts? I mean, what creeps into your brain, and when do you start thinking about it? And when you do think about it, what do you think?
When we start preparing on Monday, yeah. You know, that's when I'll start thinking about it. You know, I'm just going to chill this weekend. Mom's birthday, so I'm not going to really be thinking about it too much. So, but I'll start thinking about it on Monday. You know, they're going to definitely be ready to play. You know, they're going to want revenge because they thought we creeped up on them last year. And, it's not too much to say. You know, we're going to be ready for it. I think they're going to be ready for it. And we got a week to prepare. We don't got 2 weeks like we did last year, right. 3 weeks.
It was a huge win for you guys from a standpoint that it really ignited your season. Give us the sense for the level of excitement when you're playing an opponent like that, when you know that you're playing the types of athletes and that type of stuff. I mean, you play them obviously in the Big 12 each and every week, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, it's exciting. You know, you get to go against those guys, and they're known for having, you know, the best athletes around and the best athletes in Florida, and you know, they're fast and things like that. So, I mean, you can go up and, you know, get to kind of test how fast you are and things like that. And, yeah, I mean, you get to put up your athletes and against them, so I mean it's a good test.
Braden Wilson, talk about finally getting in the end zone and a couple carries.
Well, I've been kind of putting my two cents in, you know, with the coaches, you know, just recommending it, you know. Now I always kind of thought, you know, they were just brushing it off, but I mean, I don't know for sure what changed, but they finally called my number, so I got it in.
Flashbacks back to the Redmond days.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, it took me back a little bit. You know, it's been a while since I've been in the end zone, so yeah, I did.
Talk about first half to second half. What changed for you guys in the second half?
I think it's just as simple as it just took us a while to, you know, get pumping on all the cylinders. We're just rusty coming out. That's really all there is to it.
Does it kind of make a little bit of a difference that there's four new linemen in front of you as you part of a lead blocker in the backfield?
Not a whole lot of difference because, you know, like I've said before, those guys that filled those spots are pretty good. And, you know, they kind of hit the ground running. They're quick learners. Physically, they're big, strong guys. So it's not that much of a difference, really, to be honest with you.
John Humert.
I'm doing a good job blocking inside, the holes outside, and I seen the hole.
What was it?
It was a 25 power. And he was just there, and, you know, just you know, it was a great feeling, 95 yards, and he was good. So,
did it seem like 195 yards? Or?
Yeah, it seemed farther than that. And, you know, it was hot, and your legs was giving out, started cramping, but, you know, it was felt good, very great.
Were you concerned about getting caught?
No, sir. well, I kind of was. I mean, my legs kind of tired, you know, it was giving out. I mean, yeah, it was very hot and humid. My legs started cramping up a little bit, but, you know, it didn't, and it was. I just kept running, just kept chugging my legs, and it was good.
What prevented you guys from getting in the end zone early?
I just feel like, you know, we was nervous. You know, we had the jitterbugs. We just came out flat, and you know, wasn't really focused. We came into halftime. Coach got on to us, and we came out, and you know, we just you know, finished it. You know what we should have been doing in the beginning, and we just play hard.
Does he get on you in a situation like that?
Oh yes, sir. I mean, you know, coach always expect the most from us, and you know, you kind of feel like we kind of let him down. So you just want to go out and show him that, you know, we still capable of being a good team that everybody thinks we are.
Thank you, John. There's about three or four runs, especially in the second half, where you're just awful close to break it. Can you start feeling that maybe the next one's going to be the big one?
Yeah, I had some great runs. You know, the 24 or 25 power was open the whole time. It just, you know, my leg was kind of cramping up a little bit, and, you know, I went over, got some water, got an IV in me, and, you know, I just felt like, you know, one of these, I'm going to break one of them, and then just, you know, just so happy, you know, that was a big one for me.
Were you looking for the oxygen mask after that touchdown run?
Yeah, I was pretty winded, but you know, it was exciting. You know, after I realized, you know, it was a big run and long run, and I was just, you know, happy and proud. And thanks to my old line, opened a big hole for me.
Colin Klein.
But we were able to settle in and execute a lot better, and we left a lot of plays out there. I mean, but we were able to make enough and get better. So that's the best thing.
As a leader of this football team, what are some of the things that you really like about this group of guys?
Whew, I like a lot of things. I mean, they're all my brothers. I mean, we fight very hard. We don't really get rattled. I mean, like I said, we're not playing very well, you know, early, but hang in there and just keep fighting and keep playing. And that's one of the many things. We can be here all night.
What do you take from the Miami game and the perseverance that you guys needed last year and apply a year now, moving forward a year ahead? What do you take from that game and apply, or is it different season, different team, different schemes, etc.?
You know, we'll find out exactly. Yeah. Probably I won't be able to fully accurately answer that question probably even until after the game.
Right.
But we're just trying to get better. We're trying to obviously correct and fix the things that we didn't get done tonight, build off the things we did well, and go from there.
Colin, is it always about you guys and never about the other guys? I mean, because I get that sense. It's like, hey, look, we need to take care of what we can take care of. In essence, we need to control what we can control. If we do that, we're going to be fine. Or does the other guy fit into plans every now and then?
That's a very good question. And Coach always talks to us about what we can control. And that's the most important thing. That's what we have to worry about. Now, you're absolutely right. I mean, they're on scholarship, too. I mean, you know, they make plays. And, you know, credit Missouri State. I mean, they came in with a good plan and played extremely hard. And, you know, any team, you're right, they're going to make plays. But, again, you can't get rattled or focus on the plays they're making. We have to focus on what we're doing. And, again, you're right. It's a dynamic. But we kind of have to focus on our business, our work, and then things will happen.
You know, Snyder said he was pretty proud of the way you called a few plays and handled the offense today. Mm-hmm. How much of that was going on, and did you know that was going to be the plan coming in?
I mean, our coaches do such a great job of kind of being on the same page and integrating. You know, obviously, quarterback is kind of the coach on the field, and kind of just integrating the coaches with the players and understanding the game plan. And I didn't know exactly how much that would be. It probably was a lot more than what I had expected, but I love it. It's a chess game, and you kind of get out there and just get a feel. And but again, credit to, you know, our coaches and Coach Miller and Coach Demo and Coach Snyder for putting the work in to prep me to be able to do something like that and to be able to take a few series here and there. And you know, that's it's just fun.
Is there a key to starting better?
Poof.
Seems to be the key everything's talking about, everybody's talking
about. No, right. I mean, it's, I don't know if there's a formula or anything, you know, super special. Otherwise, someone would be selling it and making a lot of money. I mean, but we just got to settle down, I think, a little earlier. Settle in, focus on our assignments, and control what we can control, and go from there.
Talk about that play at the goal line where you change your play to that pattern to Chris Harper in the corner. Talk about going into that.
Oh, we had been having a lot of success with, you know, a lot of our plays up the middle, and on that particular one, they turned around and put a bunch of people up there. And so, you know, offense, sometimes, like Coach Smith, our receiver coach, says all the time, it's a simple game. Go where they're not. There weren't very many people out there, so let's go out there.
Was it frustrating that first half, getting down in the end zone or getting down inside the 10, not finding an opening for a pass?
I mean, it's, we just didn't execute well enough to, you know, and weren't crisp enough to finish drives, and we got to finish drives, and it's something that'll be we're working on it. We'll get better, and we'll keep moving forward.
What do you take from that, maybe going to next week with Miami?
Just one step forward. They're a great ball club, and we're going to have to play well and play hard for four quarters and just hang together.
Tyler Lockett.
I think the biggest thing that you have to have is confidence. You have to be able to be confident in yourself and your ability and also the other 10 players that's out there. And you got to look at it as if they do their job, then you have to do your job. Before you make a play, you got to be able to catch the ball first. So I think that's the big thing is just having confidence in yourself and the team.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
The score was slightly different, but in the first half, as things were kind of misfiring a little bit, did you think it was Eastern Kentucky all over again?
Well, you know, that's probably what went through a lot of people's minds, but we just had a lot of nervousness and stuff like that going into it, a lot of people's emotions. But I believe that we was going to settle down and play a lot better in the second half.
I know you answered this before, but great, I'm sure, to get back out on the field after having to miss the final few games of last year, knowing that you were helping the team out.
Yes, sir. It felt great, you know, because, like I said, I got hurt early November, and it's almost been a year since I've been back. So, but I just got to get back into the routine, you know, be a team player, make sure I make the blocks and stuff like that. So it's back to the drawing board. Got practice on Monday.
How tough was it maybe to hold it, bottle in that anxiousness to get back out on the field?
It was pretty tough, but at the same time, when we just got on the field and the fans were out there, it made it a great moment again. Made us realize, you know, why we went through those practices and stuff like that. So that's what made it so fun.
The crowd really got going on your return. Could you feel that? Maybe switch the momentum there with your return there?
Yes, sir, especially when we got the ball and we came out and scored. So it was about 16-9. And just to have a big play like that, I think it really sparked the offense because, mm-hmm. Like I said, that's when Tremaine caught the post corner, and that's whenever we really got stuff to start going.
B.J. Finney.
What do you guys do collectively tonight? As kind of the veteran out there, for God's sake, so that's, which is kind of hard to imagine, how did those guys do around you tonight?
You know, and speaking of being a veteran, you know, they didn't do too bad for their first game. So we have a lot of things that were highlighted that we need to work on still, and we have a lot of prep to get done for Miami next week.
What would the focus be? I mean, just based on, and I know you haven't looked at tape, but just based on your sense of things, where does the focus need to be, and what needs to be worked on?
It all needs to be worked on. You know, run game needs to be worked on. We need to get better fits, and we need to press our blocks so that way they don't come off and make the tackle. And we need to work on our passing game, make sure we keep that pocket nice and wide for Colin to be able to throw the ball.
Talk about the band of brother nature that you guys have on the offensive line, and the fact that you had veterans last year that really sustained you in your essentially rookie season. Now you have pretty much the same role with these guys.
You know, the seniors last year, Colton Freeze, Clyde Offner, and Zach Hansen did a really good job with Nick Pitts and I, you know, helping us, you know, kind of groom us into the veterans that we are now, realizing, you know, it's not the end of the world if something goes wrong. And that's the kind of role we're playing now. You know, we have a lot of young guys, and if they mess up, they're, you know, tend to focus on it, and we're like, yeah, just, you know, yeah, you messed up, correct it, move on, you know, it's the next snap. So, you know, we just kind of have to keep it moving forward with a positive attitude.
How important was it to finally get in a rhythm offensively in the second half of this ball game?
It was huge. Yeah. You know, a lot of guys were, you know, they were kind of on that edge, like, you know, is this really going to be how our season goes? And I was like, now we're a lot better than this. We got to get it rolling. Once we get it rolling, we'll keep it rolling, and you'll realize. So, you know, it was just a lot of those things where guys are looking around at each other, and they were like, hey, we need to come together. We need to get this thing going, and that's what we did.
Especially with Hubert's run there.
Hubert's run was nice. It was really nice. So,
well, it's especially nice to watch it go for 95 yards when you only got to work for the first five or six.
well, I work for all 99, so, you know, it's my job to make sure he gets all 99. I may be moving in the first five or six, but it's my job to get the whole 99.
Miami's coming up next week. Huge game in week two. Ready or not, here it comes.
Exactly. That's the mentality, you know, that we have to go in. Miami's a great football team. They're very fast, very disciplined. They're a lot better than they were last year, and so we're going to have to work very hard this week to prep for them.
But having said that, how much fun is it getting ready to play a game like this, a game of such importance in week two?
They're all important. All games are important. No one game is bigger than the other. So you just have to keep it the same. You have to work hard. You have to prep even harder. Just to make sure you can go out and execute your game plan.
Talk about the versatility of linemen. You guys work on a lot of different positions at practice, because I noticed Cody Whitehair was playing a couple different positions in the game.
We do have to have guys be versatile. I mean, I might be the starting center, but I still know the tackle and the guard. I've still been getting reps there. So, you know, it's just creating depth with the guys that we have. So, you know, we're asking a lot of the young guys to be versatile and learn everything. And in the end, that'll help us.
Is it unusual for yourself saying young guys is just being a sophomore?
Yeah, it's really kind of new, but the amount of young guys that we have, I mean, it's I'm still a young guy, but I'm not green, so it's just a lot of fun.